Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck. And now the news. Some of Oklahoma's top politicians are condemning President Biden's recent decision to require vaccines in most workplaces. Senator James Lankford released a statement Thursday saying, "The Biden proposal ignores millions of Americans that do not want to be forced to take a vaccine for a multitude of personal, religious, and medical reasons." Governor Kevin Stitt said in a statement, "As long as I am governor, there will be no government vaccine mandates in Oklahoma." Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor says he's preparing litigation to challenge President Biden's new COVID-19 vaccine mandates. On Thursday, the White House announced upcoming regulations from the Department of Labor requiring businesses with more than 100 employees to make sure all of their workers are vaccinated or tested weekly. Historically, vaccine mandates are not a new thing to the United States. Tens of thousands of Afghan refugees have already arrived in the U.S. They're fleeing the Taliban following the withdrawal of the U.S. military after the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Oklahoma is expecting just under 2,000 to arrive in the coming days, weeks, and months. Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma will be helping resettle roughly 200 families, about 800 people in total, in the Tulsa area. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Chris Polanski spoke with the charity's CEO, Deacon Kevin Sartorius.
So to start, who are these people?
The people who are coming to us have at least one person in their family who has assisted the U.S. government, whether that be the military or the embassy or maybe an NGO, a nonprofit organization. And they have been selected to enter into the United States. It's a little bit of a golden ticket situation for them because of the service they provided to our government. Now, typically, it's going to be that one person who was the employee and then their spouse and their children. And so we expect a large family size and maybe 200 families for the 800 people. And so when you think of the number of people, it's a large number. When you think of them as family units, it's probably much more manageable.
And what exactly is Catholic Charities' role in helping to resettle these folks?
So Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma is asked to provide a series of core services, which we do in partnership with other nonprofits. We're asked to arrange these. It would be things like housing for the individual. And we'll start off in a temporary housing solution at hotels while we set up apartments with furnishings, provide food for them, help them to learn English and take cultural orientation classes so that they know, say, how to ride the bus, for example, or open a bank account. We'll also work with them to do medical screening and things of that nature, get their kids enrolled in school and help them get jobs.
I've seen calls for volunteers and donations. What exactly do you need from the community to be able to help out here?
So I think this is going to be a request for the whole community to kind of lift these people up and say thank you for the service they gave our soldier and welcome them. So we're really in need of others to come and join us in this effort. Catholic Charities has been so fortunate in that people or groups have stepped forward really en masse to say that we want to recognize and be hospitable to these folks as they arrive. So it would be groups like South Tulsa Baptist Church or the Islamic Society of Tulsa or the Eastern Oklahoma Food Bank. The list goes on down to individuals who have stepped forward and said, I'll take this little piece and run with it. And because of that, we have right now probably, I'd say, hundreds of volunteers would not be an overstatement, and dozens of organizations who've stepped forward to try and assist with this project.
So we've already been seeing some rhetoric from more, I guess you could say, reactionary corners here in Oklahoma, you know, anti-refugee, anti-Muslim, that kind of thing. Do you see it as your role, in addition to helping out with housing and food and whatnot, do you feel any responsibility to advocate for these folks and advocate for them to be welcomed into the community?
Well, at Catholic Charities, we see every person as an individual who's made in the image and likeness of God. Every single person deserves respect. They deserve to have their dignity recognized. And so if someone were to be, oh goodness, a criminal or a person of color or a person from another country or, you know, any attribute you would apply, those things really don't matter when you get down to the base. In the beginning, we are all made in God's image and likeness. Let us recognize that. Let us serve each other. Let us be love. And then maybe we can influence each other around a table with a meal and share our ideas and our differences and come to some kind of mutual understanding. That's what community does. But community should not alienate or throw away a group of people because they're different. We will always stand with the underdog in that way.
Deacon Kevin Sartorius is the CEO of Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Chris. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Oklahoma Blood Institute encourages everyone to come out to honor the 20th anniversary of September 11th. Join them at Central Plaza on Saturday, September 11th, next to Journeys, from 12 to 4. All donors will receive pizza and a ticket to the Oklahoma State Fair. Successful donations will receive their choice of a Bigfoot t-shirt or OSU orange or OU crimson bedlam shirt. In addition, for a limited time only, all donors will receive hemoglobin A1C blood sugar testing, which can help monitor diabetes risk. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck.